Good morning, I'm here at the Chinese State Circus at Sandown Park Racecourse, and I'm joined today by Saeed, the company manager. Hello, Saeed.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's lovely to have you this morning.
Thank you, it's absolutely wonderful to be here this morning.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the Chinese State Circus and your involvement, because you've been involved with the circus right from the very beginning, haven't you?
That's right, yes. Well, I've been involved with the circus all my life. So I've been performing myself and training people, and they become a performances. But I'm involved with the Chinese State Circus. I'm a company manager, and I have to look after them and make sure everything is right, because they are guests here in England. So we have to make them like comfortable, or whatever the issue they faces, we have to make them feel better and stuff, and because they don't speak any English. We have the translator also with us, but still we have somebody who knows what to do in UK. And also to make sure everything, the rigging and everything is safe for them, and the environment safe for them. So, because they perform the whole show and they have to be in the mind as like a piece, because they do dangerous things. So if they have stress back in the back for other things, then it's going to be a problem. It could be a problem inside the show, so that's why I'm involved in this whole thing, to make him that sort of comfortable.
Great.
Yeah,
absolutely. As you say, that's very important.
Yeah.
And also, food-wise, we were talking a little bit earlier about bringing your own cook, because the performers have to have a very special diet.
Yes, of course, because they're acrobatic, and they have, they jumping through the hoops and one of them should do a ballet in the shoulder, and they have to, you know, throw in the air and all that stuff, and they have the Russian swing, they do somersault in the air, but they have to be look after the body. So they train every day, and also the most important is the food. So they can't eat everything, so they have to have certain diets, like a lot of vegetables, a lot of protein, and they have the certain time when you can eat, when you can't eat. And that's why they have to keep that sort of, the food and the training of the body to work. Otherwise, if they eat everything and everything, so it's not going to happen. It's not, yeah.
It's just got to be perfect,
perfect,
hasn't it?
Absolutely
really
perfect.
For safety
that's
reasons.
The why they bring their own cook with them here. And also, we have directors with us from China who are looking where they're eating as well. Yeah, because, they're young and they... You know what they like? I mean, when I was young, I want chocolate, I want this,
yes,
I want this.
Yes.
But you have to look, see, now this is, of course they have a treat sometime.
Yeah.
But they do have a treat. I mean, they have a chocolate sometime and stuff. But it's not so somebody has to look after them. So.
Of course, absolutely. Do they have to maintain a certain weight at all times?
Yes, yes. Especially the Orientus one. Because it's a guy you have to throw in the air and catch her and all that stuff. So you have to be, exactly weight. If she go over,
she has
a diet. Otherwise, she'll go back to China and bring somebody else.
Right. Well, it has to be, doesn't it, for safety reasons?
Yes, of course, for safety reasons.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So how many performers are actually taking place
today? We have 30 performances.
At all times, in every show?
Every show. Yep.
So in China, how are the performers selected? Are they born into the circus, or are they selected from various schools?
The one we have, they don't born in the circus, but they go to circus school.
Right.
And some of them, they have a gymnast background, gymnastic before, and they went to the circus school to be a circus performances. Yeah, and they start from four years old, some of them 2 years old, all the way up. It's like it's proper circus school. I mean, they go study as well, and meantime they do the circus school, but you have to be really straight, because they choose that path and they're going to do it for a living.
Yeah.
So they have to try and behave to be the best of the performances. And that's why the reason we have in the world, one of the countries that have the best performance in the world is China.
Of course.
Because they train so hard and very straight, strict about the training. The time and everything, the food, like I said, the food, the diet, and they have accommodation in circus school, they live there, they stay there, everything.
Mm. Is there an audition process to go through to be accepted into the Chinese?
Yes, they do have audition process in the circus school. They have a list where you can do. But sometimes they bring the kids from 2 years or 4 years old, they don't have that audition. But what happened is, in that sort of children, should they train him, they train them like everything, like this, the core, the flexibility, because the flexibility is very important to be, you have to engineer yourself. But they see how we go. If somebody really wants it or work hard, should they keep training him? If somebody like doesn't take it, should they send him back home? For the oldest ones, yes, they have things they have to show to the teachers before they get into secret school. Like they should do handstand, backflip, split, like bridges, and also this sort of thing, and the pull out, you know, could you have to see how flexibility is and how his strength is, they can tell if he can handle it or not.
Course.
So that you have to pass that progress before you go to secret school.
And is there an age cut-off date? How long can the performers perform for before they're considered too old to perform anymore?
Well, in the circus, I have a friend where they perform, they're still 50 years old to 55 years old and still performing. And of course, it's not going to be the same, but they still perform. Yes, most people like 40, 45.
Right.
Well, it depends how you practice, because how you train. Because when you train with the foundation, because this art also will have foundation.
Yeah.
If you train and have a good trainer and go to good school and you train with the foundation, then we start for you for a long time. And if you don't have a good foundation, then of course you're gonna fall, because it's the same as a house.
Okay.
If you got good foundation, we'll start forever. If you don't, he's going to run down.
Of course.
So that exactly, it depends who trained you, where did you train, and how did you train.
Right, and are there certain teachers who are renowned as being very good teachers?
That's right. Well, is the teachers all around the world that are good? I mean, like, it's not, it's like we're saying, I'm a teacher myself, I mean, trained in America and Canada and here in the UK, train people, and they have 6 students in Cirque du Soleil working at the moment. But you know, it's not every performance circus is a trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the training takes skills as well, to learn how to train people, and to notice when you train, because it's quite dangerous sometimes, because we train with the lunge and then you have to take the lunge out, and then you have to be very sharp if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yes, it's a good trainers around the world. They are really good trainers, and the students they go really far and become the best performances as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. And what about you? Where did it all start for you?
It starts for me with my grandfather. He used to be a street performer in Morocco. So he goes around Morocco, and then they bring him to Europe. This is, I'm talking about, a long time ago. And then my dad, he used to be in a group of performances with the troupe, acrobatics and everything. So that's why I had our Tokyo from my dad and my family, yeah. And I'm the 4th generation from my family.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are a performer yourself, you say?
Yes, I do perform. I performed last year. We were in Hong Kong.
Wonderful.
Yes, we were in Hong Kong for 4 months with the Gandhi Circus. And I sometimes perform, but most time now, I like train and I look after the artists and everything. Yeah.
And
yeah.
What about this year's tour? Where have you been so far? Where are you
going? This is the first time we start.
Oh.
Yeah, today is the first show.
Of Dynasty.
This is Dynasty.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, this is the first show of Dynasty.
Marvellous. And so you're here from tonight?
Yes.
Until the 2nd of April?
That's right, yeah.
And then where?
And then we go to Ipswich. Yeah, for 1 week. And then we carry on going around the UK and go to Scotland as well. So, yeah.
Do you have a website address so people can go to it and have a look?
Yes, it's ChineseStateCircus.com.
And all the information. And
information,
is
yes,
there.
Yeah. If you look in it, they have all the routes where we go in, and you can look all the pictures and all the videos. And the show is amazing. It's absolutely amazing show, and amazing acrobatics and stuff they can do is absolutely amazing. You can't even imagine.
And who put Dynasty together?
It's Philip and Carol Gandhi. So the our directors. So they have the shows around the UK. It's one of the best in the UK actually. And they have a coverage. They have the Lady Boss of Bangkok, the show. They own that one as well. So they have the Chinese style circus. We have the Cuban circus. It's coming with 30 Cubans with a live band and everything. is going to be going around the UK. And we have Gandhi Circus touring at the moment. So